Their only loss was home against Cass City, 49-55. They're coming off of a two-point overtime victory over Bay City All Saints this just past Wednesday, 68-66. Taking the tip here, we have Lakers going right to left across your radio, Harbor Beach going left to right. And Paul Zwemmer, the big man, 6'6", is in the green jerseys. He's going against the sophomore in Cody Seaman. And we have our tip in. Zwemmer wins it, and it's into Schutte's hands. In the all-green jerseys with white numbers and white lines down the sides. Some sharp Nike jerseys against Harbor Beach's all-white with orange and black down the sides. And Paul Zwemmer with the turnaround jump shot inside the lane is good for two. And Lakers is out to the early 2-0 lead. Here comes Harbor Beach down the Eli Kraft, slowing things down across timeline, over to Seaman to the left wing, into the corner to Cook.
They're attacking Lakers 1-3-1 zone. That's the first time we've seen that, Clark.
Into the corner to Josh Schelke, double team there. He drills back up to the right wing, opposite wing now, down to the left corner to Cook. Harbor Beach just spraying this thing one out right around the entire perimeter, not even trying to get it inside. Eli Kraft, right wing, dribbles once, gives it out to Seaman, top of the key, back over to Kraft. Still nothing there. 7-10 left, and now Seaman launches a three. This one's off the mark. He nearly gets his own rebound, and we have a whistle. It appears to be against a Harbor Beach player. Now, well, no one really knows. Harbor Beach is running down the court. They have to retreat. Fouls on 50 of Lakers. Dakota Valentine, his first, team's first. So Harbor Beach will get it underneath their own hoop. 7:06 left, trailing 2-0 to Lakers. Josh Schelke dives right down the lane. They give him the give and go on the runner. And he puts this in for two. We have a tie ball game at two apiece.
Split the defense on that one, Coach, on the out-of-bounds play.
6:55 left in the first. 2-2, Lakers with the ball. Left side to radio. Callum Cook tries to go in for it. It gets stripped. And we have a push against Lakers. Number 24, Aaron Christie, trying to get the loose ball, and it resulted in a foul. So that's the second team foul for Lakers, and Harbor Beach has the ball back, trying to take the lead for the first time tonight, as it's tied at two apiece. Eli Kraft, right wing, down to the right corner to Schelke, dribbles back up to the left corner to Callum Cook. Eli Kraft now just outside of the right elbow, around the three, back to Seaman, back to Kraft. A lot of passing going on. Seaman over to Josh Schelke for three from the right wing. This one hits nothing but air, and it goes out of bounds. Laker ball.
Harbor Beach is going to want to get Cody Seaman going on this. Against Marlette, he had four trays right in a row.
Here comes Jared Schutte bringing it up for Lakers, right to left across your radio, being guarded by Seaman. Over to number 50, hands it off to Christie, top of the key, being guarded by Cook. Over to Schutte, right wing, dribbles into the, feeds it down to Zwemmer. They say loose ball, and that's going to be a turnover for Lakers. And now Harbor Beach has it. Seaman at the right wing, trying to go against Zwemmer into the lane, and nothing's there, and he's actually going to turn the ball over with the travel.
That was good transition defense by the Lakers. They got back in time, and it was basically then a 2-on-4 because of the Laker hustle.
Both teams with one turnover apiece already. 5:55 left in the first, and there's a second turnover as Christie's pass went to no one but a white jersey. And then we had a whistle at the end of it. Number 42, Paul Zwemmer, went in for it, and he got a little handsy. So now that's the third team foul for Lakers, the first on Zwemmer. And Harbor Beach gets the ball underneath their own hoop, and they feed it out to Seaman nearly at midcourt. Left to right across your radio are the Pirates of Harbor Beach. Eli Kraft, right wing, dribbling in down to the baseline, feeds it in to Josh Schelke. He retreats. Callum Cook, top of the key, being guarded by Christie. Now Josh Schelke drives into the lane, and this one's blocked by Paul Zwemmer. Christie gets the rebound. Good heads-up play there from the 6'6" senior from Lakers. Schutte taking his time against Seaman across midcourt, favoring his right side behind the back. Dribbling over to Christie for three from the left wing. This one's up. Short rebound, Josh Schelke. Here comes Harbor Beach in transition, trying to push the ball. Eli Kraft, right wing, over to the left wing to Seaman. On the runner from just inside the three lines, no good. Rebound, Zwemmer. Stats trying to get up there already as Paul Zwemmer is averaging, every time we see him, right around 20 points and about 15 rebounds.
You know, 3 minutes gone and only 2-2. This is amazing with a two teams that are really offensive-oriented.
It's watching Wisconsin and Iowa in 1985 is what it is. Paul Zwemmer, current point guard on top of the key, and takes the three. This one's short. May have been a little bit of a tip and rebound. Harbor Beach, Josh Schelke pushing up. 4:45 left in the first, still tied at two apiece. That's right, 2-2. Eli Kraft with a quick shuffle, and he's in down the lane, and it's in for two, and we have a timeout called by Lakers. Jeremy Majeski wants to talk things over. 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you here as Harbor Beach has their first lead of the night at 4-2 with 4:38 left in the first.
Clark, the next time you see Harbor Beach with the ball underneath their own basket on an out-of-bounds play, just look for this. Eli Kraft just putting it off the backside of Zwemmer, because Zwemmer did not even look at the inbounder. And all he has to do is pick up the carom and just put it in for a layup. It was wide open.
4:38 left in the first. We have 4-2, Harbor Beach leading the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. What is a defensive battle, and both teams running the length of the 90 feet here in front of us.
With two offensive teams.
Yeah. Paul Zwemmer is going to be inbounding this one, 90 feet from their own hoop. Harbor Beach showing a little bit of a token man-to-man press. And they get into shooting back to Zwemmer, being guarded by Hessling from distance. Across the timeline, Zwemmer, actually a very good ball handler, across the free throw line, down to the left block, picks up his dribble, takes the jump shot. This one's just off the mark, but it's going to be out of bounds. Looks like it's going to be Laker ball. Green ball underneath their own hoop, left side of your radio. Shooty's going to be inbounding this one to Zwemmer in the corner, then hands it off to Shooty, takes a three. This one's off the side of the backboard. It was nearly saved by Trent Cunningham, but went out of bounds and last touched by a white jersey. So Lakers will get one more shot of this. Shooty's going to be inbounding it again. They have two high, two low. Zwemmer comes across the lane, actually crossing. And they feed it out to the safety valve to Cunningham, top of the key, to Shooty, into Zwemmer at the right block. Going to work, double team, and it's stripped away. And Josh Schelke has it for Harbor Beach. Transition, big pass all the way down to Colin Cook, up for the layup, and this one's in, yes. That bounced all the way around the hoop, and finally in, Colin Cook in the books with a quick 2 points, and now it's 6-2, Harbor Beach leading.
Right now we have an equipment failure right now.
We lost a left tire. Steve Kaczynski, who checked in at the timeout.
Aaron Shooty is the one that's shooting the three-point shot, and believe me, he's pretty adept at it. He's roughly around 30% shooter from the outside of the line.
Zwemmer inbound this one into coverage, but Shooty is there to grab it. The man with the ball on the string across the timeline, dribbling, favoring the right side to Kaczynski in the right wing, dribbling against Josh Schelke. He picks up his dribble down to Paul Zwemmer, top of the key, drives right in, and looks like we're going to have a block against Harbor Beach as Eli Kraft, as Zwemmer was going to get to the lane regardless, and Eli Kraft was just a slight roadblock.
Coach Rubel was saying he traveled first, but I don't think that the three guys were listening to him.
Shooty's inbounding this one. First team foul for Harbor Beach, first on Eli Kraft as well. 3:40 left in the first, 6-2 Harbor Beach leading. Feeds it into Paul Zwemmer, this time the left block goes up strong, and the lefty puts it in for two. Paul Zwemmer with all the points for Lakers, they have four. Harbor Beach with six, 3.5 to play in the first. Eli Kraft for three, left wing, and this one's in from about 3 feet behind the three line. Eli Kraft with 5 points, it's now 9-4, Harbor Beach leading. Shooty dribbling in between about four players, and this one's actually picked off by Seaman at the last second. And here comes Eli Kraft with a layup, and this one's in and good, and he's going to the line for one more free throw. The fourth team foul against Lakers. Basket is good. Foul is on number 30, Jared Shooty, his first. So at the line shooting one is Eli Kraft, who now suddenly has 7 points.
Cody Seaman and Eli Kraft made a little bit of adjustment. They switched sides, and it really worked out for the Pirates because Eli Kraft hit that three-point shot, and I think Cody is waiting for his.
And the free throw is no good from Eli Kraft. The score remains 11-4, Harbor Beach by seven. As the Harbor Beach student section coming out in strength, more than likely in to protect their own turf from the loudmouths of Lakers, as Paul Zwemmer with a turnaround jump shot from the free throw line is up and good.
He is smooth.
That no matter what that guy does, it seems to work, and it works well. He has 6 points. And Lakers has 6 points. 11-6, 5-point lead for Harbor Beach as Eli Kraft takes another three, same spot. And this one was short by about 2 feet, air ball. And Austin Seltz checks in for Harbor Beach. And he's going to replace Cody Seaman.
2:30 left.